This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to a super special episode of the Don't Look podcast. My name is Kat.
And I'm Kat's mom.
And this is a podcast where
I watch uncomfortable movies with my daughter.
So you don't have to with yours.
Hooray.
Yay.
What makes this episode so special?
This is a special episode because it's coming out on my favorite day of the year that does not just happen once a year.
It does sometimes, I guess.
It does sometimes, I guess. Or sometimes it happens none a year, I think.
We only have two this year, right?
We have two this year. But I think sometimes it happens none. Sometimes it happens one.
Sometimes it happens a few.
You can't, I mean, I guess you can plan for it, but it's also kind of random.
I'm sure someone else out there planning.
That's right, everyone. We are talking about Friday the 13th.
Yay!
Now, longtime listeners, looking at you, the Super 8, and also friends of the pod, will know that Friday the 13th is my favorite slasher series. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do something special to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Not just get a flash tattoo, which we could do. We have like 15 tattoo shops here. Yeah, we're going to ask for a 13 and get a 31.
I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that too. We did like a little compilation of people who got the 31 and I was like, I mean, honestly.
I'm not mad at it.
like a little pumpkin with a 31. Not mad at
I'm
it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Anyway. Anywho.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything that we're doing
here. No,
today.
I'm probably going to cut
this. This is supposed
that
to be the short episode. Your,
it is.
Your quick and
it
dirty
is.
Bonus app.
But happy Friday the 13th to all who celebrate.
Boo, 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 boo.
Yes, as mentioned, this is my favorite slasher series, and we definitely wanted to do something to celebrate, so I thought it would be a fun idea to do a new installment in the Friday the 13th series every Friday the 13th.
So you'll get two this year. Yay. So yep. You get part one and part two.
Part
so
one
this
and part two.
We're going to start off with the Ridge Friday the 13th part one.
Part one.
Came out in 1980, rated R. It is 1 hour and 35 minutes of just a good time. Just a whole lot of fun. And I'm pretty sure we mentioned before that we got to go up and tour where they filmed most of this movie.
Camp Nobibosco.
Yeah, Camp Nobibosco in Blairstown, New Jersey. We went a couple times with Zeke, who's my niece, Kat's cousin, and her son, Liam. We have just an excellent time every time. We went for Mother's Day, I think, last year.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever have the opportunity to head up there, it's just such a cool thing to do. And they do have, like, we just went for the little tour, but they do have nighttime tours. They have extended tours. They have overnights
tours
that you can do.
Or canoe tours, I mean.
Do they still have the canoe tours? Because I didn't see that last time.
Oh, they did, but I don't know if they changed that.
Yeah, I know they do have the overnights. And sometimes, they like, for the Friday the 13th, they'll have, like, cast members from the movie, and you can hang out with them and do like a whole VIP experience, which just looks really cool.
Yeah,
but
like a Q&A type of deal.
Do not have the fundage for that at this point. Maybe someday.
Sponsor us. Pay yeah. us money so we yeah, can go right. do this thing.
Yeah, God. We'll go ahead and manifest that. But yeah, if you do have the funds to do it, I think it would just be an amazing, amazing thing to do. But even if you don't have the funds for that, just go up and take just the regular daytime tour. And it will just, if you're a fan of the series at all, just knock your socks off. They do a really, really, really good job.
And all the tour guides have so much information. I know they have like their little booklets with the little information, but I feel like a lot of them at this point in doing so many tours know it off the top of their head. And you can tell they're all really excited to share it with you.
Yeah, they will answer any questions that you have. If it's about like just what's that cool plant over there, or when they film this scene, you know, what exactly did this person say and mean by that? I mean, they can tell you the like whatever. So they're very, very cool. Very cannot recommend enough.
Yeah, good time.
All right, so that's our plug.
answer.
Anything else we want to toss in, or we want to keep this one short and sweet?
I just want to keep this one short and sweet. I don't know that we have much else to say.
I think that's a good idea, because we've got two films coming up next month too.
Yeah, it's doubles for, well, we have one in November, or are we doing two?
I thought we were doing Halloween special.
Yeah, in October, and then November, are we doing one or two?
I thought we're only doing one in November.
Okay, well, we're doing three.
Unless you want to do a Thanksgiving special.
I don't know if you wanted to do a birthday special.
Oh, I don't know.
But we're doing two this month, two next month.
Yes.
One, maybe two in November.
If I can think of another cool one, then we'll do two.
And three in December.
We're doing three?
Two in December.
Why would we do three? I thought we were just doing our regular December and a holiday special. Do you want a birthday special too?
No. I thought we were regular December, Christmas special, holiday special.
Two.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, it's in December.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, Dios mío, indeed.
2024 is going to go out with a bang.
All right. So I guess let's get into it.
All right. I'm going to fire up the fire pit and make some s'mores.
Ah, sweet.
All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Hello? Who is that? Oh, hi. What are you doing out in this mess?
What do you call it when a murderer goes camping?
What do you call it when a murderer goes camping?
Criminal intent.
That joke was intense.
Really kills.
All right, so we're back. And tell me how much you enjoyed seeing Kevin Bacon in that teeny tiny little bathing suit.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I never realized it was Kevin Bacon. I honestly.
How did you not realize it was Kevin? Number one. I just want to say shout out to Kevin Bacon, who is a hometown Phoenixville boy.
He is. He's like our Phoenixville brethren.
He is. So we're known for two things, The Blob and Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
And, you know, steel and pottery. But that's kind of in the past. So right now we're just known for being super awesome. But yes, The Blob and Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon is actually going to be in town coming
up. The Bacon brothers are going to be in town. Yeah. Him and his brother.
Him and his brother have a little band, and they do. And his brother, I think, still does live here.
Which is super exciting.
Which is cool, because, I mean, technically, I'm like 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon.
It's true. You matter his brother.
I mean, lately.
You were in the same restaurant. Yes, we were with
in
his
the same.
Brother.
We are often in the same restaurant as Kevin Bacon's brother, but I'm not gonna like shout out the restaurants. Everybody like goes to see his brother.
No, we wouldn't do that.
And makes like Kevin Bacon's brother like super uncomfortable because I know everyone is gonna flock there if we mention it on the podcast.
We wouldn't do that.
All
to you,
eight
Bacon's.
People All might eight actually people. Manage to make their way there. Super 8, if you really want to know, just shoot us a DM, slide into our DMs and we'll let you know.
Slide into our DMs and we'll give you a hot recommendation
a
for
hot
a sweet restaurant
on where
town.
You may or may not see Kevin Bacon's brother and maybe Kevin Bacon when he's in town. Who the heck knows?
Do we? Well, okay. I was going to say, do we know Kevin Bacon's brother's name or is he just Kevin Bacon's brother?
I'm just going to go with Kevin's. We do know his name, but I mean, you know,
it's
I'm going to respect
Bacon's
the man's
brother.
Privacy. Anybody can Google it and find out.
Very true. Full honesty, I don't think I really knew what Kevin Bacon looked like for the longest time. He's just
really
that guy.
You really didn't know that was Kevin Bacon?
He's just that guy that you're like, oh, degrees of Kevin Bacon. And I never really thought about what he looked like.
Yes, he looks just like that while he used to look like that. But yes, he is one of the, not even the top billed cast of this movie. Top billed, of course, is Betsy Palmer, who plays Mrs. Voorhees, and who was just very lovely. My husband met her at a convention one time and got her a sandwich, and that's been his claim to fame ever since. She was just very sweet, and he was very taken with her. And of course, Adrienne King, who plays Alice, and who apparently does the audio recording of Final Girls Support Group by Grady Hendrix.
Yeah, crazy.
Which we just found out. So, and, you know, not my favorite Grady Hendrix novel, but now I'm thinking it maybe it might be fun to listen to it to get her take on.
Right.
On the read there. So, yeah. So, there you go. Kevin Bacon comes, like, way further down the list. Poor Kevin. I'm sure he's verklumped.
We really only have one uncomfortable moment in this movie. Now, it is broken
unless
into...
you are uncomfortable by Kevin Bacon's very tiny bathing suit.
Yeah, very
honestly
much.
Did make me just slightly uncomfortable in one
scene. Right, especially the one scene where it's like, that's the top third of the
yeah,
screen.
Suddenly, like, two people laying down. You see a lady's foot, like, come and say, hey, you guys ready to get back to work? And then you, like, pan up, and it's Kevin Bacon's teeny tiny bathing suit.
Yeah.
So it's not even, like, the lady's leg that was attached to the foot. It's suddenly, like, a manly leg, and you realize it's Kevin Bacon's tiny suit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what? What an odd choice.
Odd choice. Yes, we really only have one scene that's broken up into three parts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we want to talk about the movie anymore.
I think you guys know the movie. I think you've seen it. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Go watch it. It's truly an iconic one. As I mentioned, it's my favorite slasher. I really love it so much. And it's if pretty much anyone that you ask, it's the best one in this slasher series.
What?
What do you mean, what?
The best what in the slasher?
The best movie in this slasher series.
What?
Which do you think is the best one?
Part 4.
You think it's better than part 1?
I just really like part 4.
You think part 4 is better than part... I mean, part 4 is good. Part 4 is great even. But...
I mean, maybe it's just my favorite... I don't know that's necessarily the best.
Like, take your mind back to the first time that you watched this one. And the moment when you're like, no! And it's just, it's so good.
I mean, you know, part 2 is pretty good, too.
I'm not a big fan of part 2.
You don't like Sackhead?
Part 2 is fine. I just don't like the main girl in part 2.
Whatever.
I'm partial to part 3.
With the yo-yo.
With the yo-yo. I think it's so hokey. And it's on a farm. And then I like, what is it? Jason Lives? Part 5? No.
You don't like part 4 at all?
I like part 4. It's part 1.
Next you're going to say part 7 is great.
No. It's part 1, part 3, part 4.
Well, needless to say, there's a lot of parts. And
we're gonna steadily chomp our way through them.
Is gonna be a lot of Friday the 13th that we're gonna have to do, and some of them are not as good as others. So let's just agree on that.
So if you guys enjoy, we'll keep going. And we'll definitely explain the plot of movies as we get farther down
into the lesser known films. But I think you guys all know this one.
Yeah.
And if you don't know,
you should.
Yeah, you should. Like, I'm not going to break all this down for you. I think, like, this is kind of slasher 101.
I won't spoil it on here, but it's spoiled pretty much everywhere
you go.
I'm so thankful that I was able to make it to watching the movie the first time before I, like, had it spoiled.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because I think I even watched something that spoils it and just didn't connect the pieces.
Well, since you didn't know what Kevin Bacon looked like, I'm not entirely surprised.
That's so true.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like horror, you don't like slashers, you don't like any of that, I think you still know the plot of Friday the 13th. So there you go. So that being said, what is our uncomfortable moment?
We have one uncomfortable moment that starts, first part of it, starts 36:54 and goes to 37:17. Two of our camp counselors are sneaking away for some alone time together.
A sexy rendezvous.
And you're really not getting much in this scene, just like starting to undress type of in this beginning part.
Yeah, you see like half some butt cheeks.
Some butt cheeks.
Yeah. Not even all of the butt cheeks, just like the top half.
No, and then we cut away to play a game of Monopoly.
Strip Monopoly
for being
And you don't see anything at all during the Strip Monopoly.
No. One character does get down to their bra and panties, but
there's a lot of panties in this movie. If panties make you uncomfortable, then just be aware there's a lot of pantsu vision happening. It's a Game Grumps reference.
It's a Game Grumps reference.
For all you Game Grumps fans out there.
Dan and Aaron, we're talking to you.
you feel free to slide into our DMs too.
And Grady Hendrix.
Grady Hendrix, anytime you're ready. Waiting for you.
We'll have you on. You can pick a movie and we'll watch it together.
We'll watch it together. Like, we don't even have to be in the same room. We can all be in three separate rooms. It's fine.
We'll Skype you in. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Or I guess Zoom.
We have the technology. We're hip. We're with it.
So, well, we come back from the game of Monopoly at 39 minutes, 14 seconds to 40 minutes, 24 seconds. And this is your main part of this event.
It was a lot longer than I remembered.
Yeah, I didn't remember this scene being so separated.
Yeah, either. Yeah, the whole thing. And it just went on for a while. And there was a lot of like kissing sounds that are kind of gross.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, aside from that, it's just like kind of your standard sex scene.
Run of the mill.
Yeah. You really don't see anything except a lot of movement and barebacks and smooching. A lot of smooching. And then you do see a corpse.
Also, yes. Yeah. There's
who's on the bunk
a
above the lovers.
So, I mean, like, take your pick. What makes you uncomfortable more? Corpses or lovers?
Right. I mean, like, what do you like? We're not
what
here
are
to
you
judge.
Into?
We don't judge here on the Don't Look podcast.
And we cut away again to wrapping up our game of Monopoly for us because the storm is coming in. That's when you see the brawl and panties if that's what makes you uncomfortable. But we're right back into the sex scene not too much later. 40 minutes 43 seconds to 41 minutes 10 seconds.
Yep.
And that's just really them like
kind of wrapping up. You will see bare breasts at this point.
Yes, this is where you will see the breasts, but it's like some cuddling and then getting clothes. Gosh. Putting clothes on.
And going off to go get washed up.
Yep.
So you definitely, if you decide you do want to peel off for that scene, which you really could easily do, although like the strip Monopoly thing is kind of funny.
It's pretty funny.
You're going to miss that. But you could easily peel off. You're not going to really miss anything plot wise. And then you just make sure you come back because you will see the iconic, to use the word the kids are using right now, the iconic Kevin Bacon kill. with the arrow through the throat. So, I mean, make sure that you do peel back in for that point.
Yeah, and we haven't even been recording a half an hour, but that's all.
That's all we have. And since this is like your mini episode, your bonus episode, we'll save you. I mean, we did have a lot of useless banter in there, but we'll save the most of our useless banter for when we come back around for the main ep in October.
Yeah, I really did think that we had another scene in this movie, but we actually don't really see much of the first part that I thought was going to be a scene.
Yeah, I think you just see more of it as a flashback in part two. I really do.
I think so as well, and I think that's where I'm getting confused.
Well, you see, and that's what happens when you have like 93 parts of a series. Sometimes they all blend together.
It's very true. Sometimes they all blend together, especially when in later installments they decide that they want to redo what happened in the earlier installments.
So you're like, wait a minute, was this and this or that was that, and it's just like, is this the original or they lost the rights so they had to redo it, like what the heck happened? And then, you know, then there's reboots in there and whatever else have you. So at the end of the day, it is 100% worth watching. I'm gonna give this an uncomfortability level of 2.
Yeah, I would say 3 if you're just for gore factor, if that's like something that's like you don't want to watch that with your ma.
Yeah.
But I know it doesn't phase you, but some people out there I feel like would be more phased.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, you know, if it's Halloween and you want to like throw something on with your kid that you remember from when you were growing up.
Definitely this one is probably better to throw on than Halloween is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's less of the sexy time in this. There's less nudity in this than there is in Halloween. So yeah, I think you're probably at least that way be a little bit safer. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely gore and violence that you're going to see here. It's a slasher. That just kind of comes with the territory. You know, and it's Tom Savini. So, I mean, it's early Tom Savini, but it's still Tom Savini. So the effects are decent for what they are.
For the shoestring budget, the effects are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know your kids. We're certainly not here to tell anybody how to parent. So, I mean, use your judgment. You know your kids. And, you know, figure it out from there. But as far as the sexy time, it's really not that much.
Oh,
if you need
no.
to send them out of the room for a little while and come back, or if you need to go out of the room for a little while and come back, like, it's easily done without losing the thread of the plot, which, you know, it's a slasher. The plot isn't really that deep.
Yeah, 100% send them away to pop another bag of popcorn or something. Like,
yeah,
you're not missing much.
It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. You could easily do a PG-rated version as far as, like, the sexy stuff goes. As far as it being, like, an awesome film to watch, it's unrateable. It's just one of those movies you have to see, I feel like. It's just, it should be just in everyone's lexicon. Like, everyone should see it.
Yeah. Like, 100% agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things that you just should watch.
It's one of those things that, like, will definitely stick with you. And it's one of those that is one of my favorite movies to show to people for the first time, just to be able to get that reaction.
Yeah. And it's really phenomenal stuff. They really did something special. So... All right, so trip to Social Meats.
Trip down to Social Meats.
Social Meats. Oh, and there's a meadery.
Oh, yeah. Like, not too far from here.
Yes. There's, like, an actual straight-up meadery. I don't think it's quite open all the way yet, but it's going to be open. And I think we're going to have to go to the meadery.
Yeah, we are.
And, like, have some Social Meats.
We will. And we'll hand out our cards and no one will get it.
And no one will get it.
The Super 8. If you find
Super 8, you will know.
You'll know.
What's going on. And maybe we'll get a Super 9.
Yeah. We'll post pictures of it on our social meds.
On our social meds. So you can see all of our wild shenanigans on our social media platforms, which are Facebook.
Don't Look Podcast. We have a Facebook page.
Yep. We are on Insta.
Don't_look_podcast. There's no apostrophe in that T. It's not a valid character.
Well, I guess it's not Insta anymore. It's the Gram. You'll find us on the Gram.
I still call it Insta.
You can email us
at don'tlookpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And that's it. And you can find the podcast wherever you're listening to it right now, I guess.
Yeah, wherever you're listening to it now or pretty much any other podcast.
Any other streaming service that there is. All right, shout outs.
Shout outs to Marshall for doing our music, Chuck for doing our disclaimer, and Billy for doing our logo. All three of you guys rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, other shout out. If you're listening to this early enough in the day, tonight at 9:45, the Colonial Theater will be showing Friday the 13th, the movie we just discussed, on Laserdisc.
Laserdisc, of
all
things.
Which is pretty exciting. I've never seen a Laserdisc in my life.
I've seen Laserdiscs, but it's been a number of years since I've seen one. So you can judge and see what you think about the quality of the Laserdisc. I'm pretty excited. I think it's a really cool thing just to be able to see it on that type of media. I don't know of any other theater that's showed anything on Laserdisc, so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite a novelty. I'm really excited.
Yeah, super excited.
And I know the Mahoning just did Camp Blood, so if you're coming from that, you're probably not super wanting to see it again, but
yeah, Mahoning is a magical place. We love the Mahoning Drive-In. Just a shout out to Camp Nobibosco for just being there and being awesome and letting us come do the Camp Crystal Lake tours there.
Yeah, for real, yes. Yeah,
it
so
is
cool.
Camp Crystal Lake tours is what you're going to look up if you'd want to take a trip up there and see anything. It is 100% worth it. I cannot tell you enough. And they are not sponsoring us at all to say
no,
this.
No.
Like, no one is sponsoring us to say anything ever. But I'm just going to tell you, it is a fantastic thing, Camp Crystal Lake tour. So if you have the opportunity, please, please, please do check it out. And if you have a love for this movie, I mean, it's 100% worth it.
And their merch and stuff is amazing as well. I think you can order it online if you're too far away to go visit the camp. Like, you can get stuff that says Camp Crystal Lake and the year and 1980. And it's just...
Yeah. And it's they do nice have quality. Like, you know, like artifacts. You can get water from the lake and they have like pieces of the dock and like, you know, things that were used on the set that you can get to, which is really cool.
I have a piece of the dock keychain, which is pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have water definitely from the lake.
We have water. So yep. That we harvested awesome. Ourselves.
Harvested
from
ourselves
the lake.
From the lake, which is badass. So I think that's it. Yeah. We're just going to keep it short and sweet this time around.
All right.
All right, guys. So I guess the best thing that I could tell you is if anyone talks you into opening up a forlorn, broken down camp where tragedy has struck, you know, and they decide that for some reason it's going to be a great idea to revisit this and open it up for a bunch of campers, and some strange lady offers to give you a ride, the best thing you can do is don't look.
Listen. But, like, don't listen to the guy who's telling you to open the camp. Listen to the creepy guy on the bicycle who's telling you, hey, that place is cursed.
You're all doomed.
You're all doomed.
You're all doomed. Listen to him.
Listen to him. He knows what's up.